Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is July 13th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be Cisco Kid. Original air date's April 30th, 1953, and the title is Wreck of Old 13. Hope you guys enjoy.
How can I tell if I have cancer?
Answer.
You might suspect cancer, but only a physician with the help of laboratory tests could tell for sure.
Question.
Does a danger signal always mean cancer?
Answer.
No, most often it does not. But don't take chances. See your doctor immediately.
Questions about cancer. Knowing the correct answers could help you save your life. The American Cancer Society urges you to help protect yourself by knowing the life-saving cancer facts. You can read these facts in a free booklet, which contains a list of the 7 danger signals. It also tells you why yearly health checkups are important. Be sure to get your copy. Write or telephone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Wreck of Old 13. Early day railroading in the Old Southwest was hazardous indeed. Bandits wrecked trains, robbing and killing the passengers. Flash floods washed out poorly built roadbeds. Great herds of cattle blocked the right of way for hours at a time. As a rule, the famous Cisco Kid and his faithful companion Poncho had little to do with the railroad. But when Old 13 came through hauling a special, that was a different story. Our scene now is an ornate New York office. A knock comes on the door.
Come in. Well, Peters?
The telegram just came through, Mr. Arthur.
Yeah. And
I'd advise against the trip.
Why?
Well, the Southwestern's got only one locomotive to spare for your special, sir. That's number 13.
No.
They've only got 4 others. 2 of those are out of commission, and the other 2 are on regular runs.
Hmm. Number 13, eh? Well, perhaps we'd better postpone the trip.
Oh, but that's ridiculous, Father. What difference does it make what locomotive we have?
Number 13 on the Southwestern is notorious to every railroad man in the country, Sheila, including myself. She's a jinx.
Oh, that's right, Miss Arthur. Until they took her out of service 6 months ago, she never made a single run without some accident or other.
When I want comment from you, Peters, I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Now listen to me, Father. We're going on that trip. I'm frightfully bored with New York.
I know, daughter,
and
but
I've made up my mind I'm going to see that quaint West. Besides, you told me you wanted to look over the Southwestern with a view to buying into it.
So I do, Sheila.
Then
but
we take the trip. The idea. Being superstitious of a locomotive. Peters, wire back that we'll take number 13.
Shall I, Mr. Arthur?
You don't need to ask Father. When I tell you anything, that's final.
Very well, Peters. Wire 'em, we'll take 13.
What's the idea of coming over here at the depot, Dave?
Well, we're getting low on money, buddy. Maybe a tenderfoot will get off the train, we get him into a game of poker.
What train?
Well, I heard one whistle up the line a minute ago.
I didn't know there was one due in at this time of day.
Well, I don't know how the trains run. All I know is I heard a train whistle. There she goes again. Hear that?
Yeah. You know, I'm getting sick of this small fry money, Dave. Let's pull off a big job. One that'll bring us in plenty of money.
Show me the job and I'm with you.
But
There ain't no big jobs here in Dry Creek Valley. Say, here's a sheriff coming on the gallop. Wonder what he's doing over here to the depot.
Oh, oh boy! Oh.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy.
Good morning, boys.
What are you doing here, Sheriff? You going somewheres?
Nope, I ain't. I'm here to see this special go through. Bet you can't guess whose special it is.
Whose?
Jackson Arthur's.
And who's Jackson Arthur?
Who's Jackson Arthur? Might as well ask who the President of the United States is. Jackson Arthur's the head of the biggest railroad in New York State. He's also head of a couple of big banks back east. Probably one of the richest men in the whole country.
Oh, yeah? What's he doing out here, sir?
Oh, just taking a trip, I guess. Hope I have a chance to shake hands with him. Yeah, here she comes. Well, by thunder, it's old 13. I used to fly her myself when I was railroading. Something faster, faster. That train of cars wrecked the rails and broke a couplet.
Hey, he has a that.
Red rails. That's that blasted old 13 for you. She's a hoodoo. Come on, boys. Let's give him a hand.
Yeah. Give a hand nothing. I ain't going to work my head off.
Me neither.
Hey, Dick. This might be our chance for some big money.
What do you mean, big money?
It'll take time to get that car back on them rails. Get you and me right down the line. Get ready to wreck that train. Then we can hold old man Arthur for ransom.
Say, that's an idea.
The richest man in the country? Well, you're tootin' right it's an idea. Come on, let's go.
But the sheriff, he not like us, Cisco. And the sheriff thinks Cisco and Pancho are bad hombres.
Si, that is true, Pancho.
He tells Cisco and Pancho to vamos pronto and not to stay around this county.
Oh, we are going to get out of the county, amigo, as soon as we ride into town and buy some food to put in our saddle bikes.
Why the sheriff think we bad hombres, Cisco?
A lot of sheriffs think we are bad hombres, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Usually I can convince them that we uphold the law, but I cannot convince this sheriff.
So we leave the county, no?
Si, si. There is no need for us to have trouble with him.
No need.
Besides that, we ride where the spirit moves, Pancho, so it makes no difference to us where we are.
Pancho not care. Look, Cisco, the railroad.
Si. Yeah, steep grade here at the edge of the timber.
The senores chopped down the big tree, Cisco.
Oh, they're...
Oh, loco, we watch. Oh, loco, oh, loco.
I wonder why they are doing that.
Pancho think they got nothing else to do. They chop down the tree.
That may be the reason. But those hombres are Dave Owens and Muddy Carson. They're only petty gamblers.
Uh-huh.
They would not chop down that tree just for the exercise.
Look at this now, Cisco.
Go on, you two mavericks. Get going.
I was not aware you owned this land, Carson.
You heard what I said.
Easy, Muddy. No need to fight over this.
This here Cisco Kidlaw was buttoned everybody's business. He's got to button to my business.
Hey, wait a minute. Now look, Cisco.
Muddy and me are making camp here, see? We're chopping down that tree for firewood. Now, are you satisfied?
It makes no difference to me why you are chopping down that tree, hombre. But you had better advise your partner not to be quite so ill-mannered in the future. Ah, Diablo, come on.
Diablo, come on now, come on. Can't you think those hombres chopped down that tree close to the railroad, Cisco?
Hey, I thought of that myself, Pancho. But they would not have nerve enough to wreck a train.
Oh, I see, see. They use the tree for firewood, they say, no?
Not unless they have no sense whatever.
Huh?
That kind of green wood will not burn.
No?
Oh, well, it's not an important matter.
Nah.
Come, let us get to town, Pancho. Off the next.
Go, Lugo, go now, go, go!
Bring it again, Maxie. The boy's back in the rails.
Well... Mind if I this had to happen in Dry Creek Valley, Mr. Arthur?
That's what I get for agreeing to use old 13.
Oh, Father, don't be ridiculous. That had nothing to do with it. I find this place rather interesting. I marvel at how people can live in such a hole. Are you a Western bad man?
Me, ma'am? Well, I'm the sheriff of this here county.
Imagine that. Where are all your bad men? I've read about them. Can't you show me one?
Oh, we ain't got many of them around here. Hey, wait a minute. There's a bad hombre riding this way right now.
Oh, really? Introduce me to him, Sheriff. You mean the one on that big black horse?
Yes, I mean him. That's the Cisco Kid.
It seems to me, daughter, I've heard that name even back in New York through our contact men out here. You don't want to meet him, Sheila.
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm going to.
Sheila! Sheila! Come back here!
You! You wait a minute.
You're speaking to me, Sayada?
Yes. Get down off that horse. I want to talk to you.
Come here. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
What is your wish, senorita?
So you're a Western bad man.
I would not call myself that.
Si, senorita. In Cisco, a bad hombre. You watch out for Cisco. Oh, Cisco kissed the senorita.
Hmm, how droll. You are rather handsome in a savage sort of way.
Sheila! Sheila! Are you crazy?
Not a bit, Father. Now run along. I'm enjoying myself.
Here, Cisco. I told you to get out of this county.
Si, Senor Sheriff, you did. Pancho and I rode to town merely to get some needed supplies. After we get them, I promise you we will leave.
I'll give you half an hour.
That is enough.
Are you going to let him order you around like that, Cisco? I wouldn't say you were much of a bad man.
Someone has misinformed you, Senorita. Pancho and I are very law-abiding.
Well, anyway, you're picturesque.
Sheriff, I have an idea. Why not put these two men to work helping to get that car back on the rails?
You also have been misinformed, Senor. No one puts Pancho and me to work. Let us have that understood. However, if you need assistance, we will be glad to help.
Well, I'll pay you for it.
Senor, Pancho and I do not work for money.
You can stay around till this job is finished, Cisco, and then you'll have to get out.
Come over here, Cisco, and I'll introduce you to the crew foreman. He'll tell you what needs to be done.
Si, senor.
I'll be right back, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Why, he just lets everybody order him around. He hasn't any more spirit than a grasshopper.
Pancho thinks you're wrong, senorita. Cisco live by the law. And Cisco help people's what need Cisco's help. But when Cisco got to fight, no hombre in the whole country stand up against Cisco. With the guns or with the fist. Huh?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'd give anything to see him fight. He's such a magnificent brute. Can't you make him fight?
No, senorita. I cannot make him fight. Pancho, please. Pancho, go back to the dirty old locomotive. Pancho don't like that, senorita. Pancho thinks he is selfish, senorita. Well, Pancho has got to think about the senorita. Pancho think about the locomotive. Locomotive. Local. Name for local. Not go so fast like local, though. No one in the locomotive. No one to look at Pancho. Well, Pancho get into the locomotive and see what they look like inside. Men not good. Pancho not like it. I wonder what the thing is here. Quick, Pancho pull.
Hey!
Hey, Santo! The Pancho make the locomotive go. The Pancho pull hard and maybe it stops.
Hey, Mr. Officer, somebody's wiping your engine!
Now, what Pancho do? Pancho not know. Got to stop the locomotive. Pancho pull his rope. What the minute? That's not stopping.
Cisco! Cisco! Your locomotive run away with Pancho! Cisco, help Pancho! Pancho not know what to do! Pancho not know what to do! Pancho, try this rope! No! Pancho, try this again! Pancho not like this! Cisco! Cisco!
Hey, Pancho! Stand back for the jump in the car! Pancho,
stand back, Pancho!
Hey, Pancho, stand back! Quick, Cisco, quick! Pancho, and how to stop the all over muddy.
Out of my way, Pancho.
Out of his way, Pancho.
Come on, Billy. You had this throttle wide open, Pancho. Oh, Pancho, have you no sense? Why did you get up into the top of this locomotive?
Pancho, not know, Cisco. Pancho just wanted to see what it looked like.
Then why did you not leave things alone?
Pancho just wanted to see what happened, Cisco. Cisco, not be mad with Pancho.
Well, I ought to be, Pancho, but I am not.
Locomotive, was you? All right, Cisco, get your hands up. You too, Pancho. You hombres are going to jail for this.
There was no intent to steal, Sheriff.
Don't tell me there wasn't. Get your hands up. And don't make no resistance or I'll gun you down. Get their guns, boys.
All right, Sheriff.
Sure will.
Pancho, this time we are really in trouble.
Accused of trying to steal a locomotive. There's no doubt about it. Cisco and Pancho are in trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Old-time nutrition. That's what your family gets from Hot Ralston cereal. It's got the vitamins, protein, and minerals of whole grain wheat. And it's got the flavor, too. Good whole wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's Hot Ralston. Try it, instant or regular. Hot Ralston. old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Wreck of Old 13. When Pancho climbed into the cab of Old 13 that had been left unattended, curiosity prompted him to start pulling levers, and in a moment he had a runaway locomotive on his hands with no knowledge of how to stop it. Cisco, riding Diablo, overtook the locomotive, leaped into the cab, and stopped the speeding engine. Promptly, the sheriff arrived and arrested Cisco and Pancho for attempted theft. Now?
It's too hot to be in this jail, Cisco.
Save. Next time, Pancho, do not get into the cab of a standing locomotive.
Pancho never want to see another locomotive, Cisco. Pancho's so scared, his teeth still go chatter. Who those riders, Cisco?
Well, I'll look out the cell window and see.
Who they are, huh?
Shh, Cato. Huh? Wait till they pass, amigo.
We sure thought of these chains in the first place, Dave.
Yeah. We'll need them to tie down that log so it'll be secure.
Pancho.
Huh?
Those are the two hombres we saw chopping down the tree.
What they do?
They were carrying big chains. I wonder what their purpose is.
Pancho not know. Pancho know somebody come along the hall, though, Cisco.
Well, I got him in the cell here, Mr. Arthur.
Scoundrels. Tie him up well, Sheriff, and put him on our baggage car. You can keep an eye on him, Peters.
Yes, Mr. Arthur.
What is this about being put on a baggage car?
You're going to the penitentiary, Cisco.
That's where you belong for trying to steal railroad property.
I tell you, there was no intent to steal that locomotive. Pancho got into the cab because he was curious to see what it was like.
Well, he can be curious to see what the inside of the penitentiary looks like. Turn around. Both of you. Everybody tie their hands with these ropes.
A moment, Sheriff. Are you turning us over to officers of the law?
I'm turning you over to Mr. Arthur and his bodyguard, Mr. Peters, here.
Are they officers of the law?
Well, no, but...
Then you have no legal right to do so.
I've got the right of this six-gun, Cisco. If Mr. Arthur wants you to go to the penitentiary, that's where you're going. Now, tie him up, Deputy.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. He's got a point there. We won't take them as bound prisoners. We'll take them as passengers.
Under guard, huh?
Exactly. Oh, Peters carries revolvers. He'll be their guard.
Well, just as you say, Mr. Arthur. But I warn you, they're bad hombres.
And I also warn you, Senor Arthur, Pancho and I are not going to go to that penitentiary. I have just about enough of this foolishness.
We'll see whether you go.
And we will see right now.
Watch you. Deputy! Peter! Turn your guns on!
Now, why, I'm holding Senor Arthur's shield in front of me. Pancho, out of here, quickly.
When Cisco comes.
Out of here, I tell you.
Here, Cisco.
Your pardon, Senor Arthur, but I'm going to have to push you into those hombres so I can... Pancho, he missed me.
Pancho, get
that gun
to the sheriff's
desk. Bueno, Pancho. Out this way. Come on. Diablo.
Diablo. Logo. Logo.
Let's go. I've had enough of this railroad. Is he Diablo? For a long time to come.
Pancho not got enough, Cisco. Pancho got too much.
Come here, look out.
Oh, Logo, too much of the railroad. Go.
She's starting out from the depot now, Dave. Come on, get that chain around the log.
I'm hustling.
That's the stuff. Now, give me a hand. We'll set the log across these rails.
Ready?
That's good. Now, spike that chain into the tire and make her solid.
Then old number 13 hits this log, she'll go flying, Muddy.
Sure will. Then we grab old man Arthur, huh?
That's right. Grab him and rush him into this timber country. I know lots of good hideouts there.
And if anybody gets in our way, we'll shoot him down.
Sure. Let him have it.
There you are. Yeah, that's good.
She spiked in nice and solid.
Get your guns ready, Dave. Maybe you'll have use for
Pancho, ride the ride faster, Cisco. Get away from the sound of that old train whistle.
We are getting away from it, Pancho. This is one county I have no wish to see again.
Me too.
Be careful now. Uh-huh. There's a fallen tree across the trail ahead. Windfall, I think.
Fallen tree? Next thing, Cisco, that sheriff say we make it fall down on purpose.
See, it would not surprise me if he did say that, but then there are... Santo, hold up, hold up.
What, Cisco, what?
It's just come to me why those hombres were chopping down that tree back by the railroad track.
Why?
And getting those chains.
Uh-huh.
So what is the matter with my brain?
I do not know what Cisco talk about.
They are planning to wreck that train, Pancho. Mm-hmm. That is the only possible use they could have for that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the chains were to fasten it down so the cowcatcher would not bump it off the track.
Cisco think they not got the nerve.
I was wrong about that, Pancho. Come, we must ride as fast as our horses can go.
This bad man really did turn out to be a bad man, Father.
I wish you'd stop talking about that, Sheila. Man seems to have a fascination for you.
Oh, poor Father. Let me put some more liniment on your arm. Did he hit you?
No, but he grabbed me and held me in front of him as a shield. Then he shoved me into the faces of Peters and the sheriff and the deputy so they couldn't shoot.
Priceless.
Well, I failed to find it amusing.
But of course it's funny. Hundreds of men jump when you lift an eyebrow, Father. And yet the Cisco kid handled you like a bag of meal.
Why, the man was as strong as a lion. Look at those black and blue marks on my arm where he grabbed me. By George.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't see him again. He was very handsome, Father. He could be very interesting.
Well, if I've had enough of him. The sooner I get back out of this blasted country and back to New York, the more satisfied I'll be. At least we're getting into the timber country.
Yes. Oh, I wish you'd tell that engineer not to take those curves so fast. This is most uncomfortable.
I told him to open her up. We're already hours behind our schedule. A fool! Why is he slamming on the brakes at this speed?
Father!
Are you all right, Sheila?
Yes, but the car's over on its side. Oh, my heavens, we've been wrecked.
Oh, that thundering jinx number 13. Well, at least the car isn't so far over on its side that we can get out the door. Here, take my arm, daughter.
All right.
Here he is, sir. Come on with us, mister.
Father, they're pointing their revolvers at you.
Peter!
Won't do you no good to call for anybody. We gunned with one hombre up front, and both your crew and the cab was knocked out by the crash. So you're coming with us. Now get out of this car and hustle.
Ignore them, Father.
Sure hadn't better ignore us. Unless you want a bullet, so you. Hello, get out!
Well, I'd better do as they say, Sheila. They look dangerous.
Just who do you men think you are to order my father around like
this?
Oh,
shall we take her too, Dave?
No. We'll leave her to hustle around and dig up the ransom money.
Ransom money? So that's the idea. Well, you're not going to take my father with you.
Oh, we ain't, huh? Let go, he's home.
I won't.
Well, we'll see whether you will or not. Now let go.
You beastly bandit!
Why, you coward!
You better slap her again, Dave, to show her we mean business.
Oh, stop it! Now, get up that trail ahead of us.
Oh.
Hey, money!
Huh?
It's a Cisco kid.
Ride him down, Pancho!
Ride off the horses, Cisco!
Hey, look out, Dave! Let him have it!
You take the lessons in shooting, hombre.
Cisco!
I hope you are not hurt, senorita. Right now, I cannot stop to find out.
I'll kill you, Cisco!
We will see!
Pancho, get his hombre, Cisco!
No!
Pancho, fix him good. I jump on him.
You have no better aim with your fist than you have with your gun. Aim like this, hombre. And this. And this.
Two down. No more to go, no?
Senorita, senor. My apologies, because Pancho and I did not get here sooner.
My soul and body, the man apologizes.
You got here just about the right time, I'd say. And speaking of apologies, if you're here to help us, as I assume you are, I'm the one to offer apologies, Cisco.
It is too bad you had to stay over a day in Dry Creek Valley, senorita.
Too bad. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I really believe I could like this fantastic country out here.
There are many of us who would live nowhere else, senorita.
I can believe it. You must have thought I was terribly fresh yesterday when I talked to you, Cisco.
You are merely curious, like Pancho.
Yes, like Pancho in the locomotive. Seriously, Cisco, if I should come out here on a visit, would you come to see me?
Indeed, senorita. If we were riding in the part of the country where you were.
But you wouldn't come especially to see me.
See? If we were riding in the part of the country where you were.
Oh, you. I never met a man like you, Cisco. I don't understand you at all.
Most men do your bidding instantly, do they not?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Si, but... I am sure they do. Please present my respects to your father, señorita. Adios.
Are you leaving now?
Si, Pancho and I must ride on.
Just a minute, Cisco. What was it Pancho told me about you kissing the señorita?
I do not know what he told you, but I will be happy to kiss you, señorita.
Yes, Cisco?
On the tip of your finger.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, señorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Those are nice herd of goats over there.
Si, amigo. It's a very nice herd of goats.
Pancho like goats, Cisco.
Goats are fine animals, Chico. Mm. If ever I settle down in one place, I think I will have some goats.
Si, si, Cisco. Pancho get some goats, too. Pancho got a goat once.
You had a goat once, Pancho?
Oh, si, when Pancho a little one, Pancho got a fine goat. Only trouble, the goat got no nose.
The goat had no nose?
No nose, Cisco.
Well, that is very strange, amigo. But tell me,
si.
If the goat had no nose, then how did he smell?
How did he smell, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, how did he smell?
Just like all goats, he smelled terrible.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Hi, this is Sherry Lewis. You know, they say seeing is believing, but you can't always believe everything you see, for you may not be seeing all there is to see. The ability to read distant signs and charts only indicates that one has the ability to read distant signs and charts. Good sight depends on many other visual skills as well. Vision defects can be a particular problem with children because changes in vision occur so gradually that they may not be aware of them. In fact, studies indicate 4 out of 10 school children are handicapped by visual defects. I recently took my preschool daughter for her first annual vision exam. She loved it. Obviously, a vision exam doesn't hurt. And she had such fun exploring the optometrist's office. And I had fun hearing that her eyes were up to par, especially since 80% of learning is seeing. Why don't you give your youngsters the opportunity to learn as much as possible? Have their eyes and yours professionally examined at least once a year. The American Optometric Association recommends...
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.